This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, but I'm just not liking it. I'm not liking it very much at all. Many of you guys know that I'm not in my 20s anymore, okay? Can we just, you know, I'm tired of faking it. No, I'm not in my 20s, okay? You and I could just talk. We could talk straight. Okay, so I'm in my 40s, and I'm not handling that very well. And one of the reasons why I'm not handling that very well is because I live in the same city that I lived in when I was in my 20s and when I was a teenager. Okay, so I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, one of the greatest cities out there. It is, like, awesome. And growing up, you know, my dad liked to gamble, so we basically moved from L.A. to Phoenix to Vegas, and we kind of went back and forth, depending on how lucky my father was or unlucky he was, and usually he was unlucky. And so, you know, this is my stomping ground. This is Las Flippin' Vegas, okay? I walked up and down the strip. I, you know, met guys. We through with my little Chevy Chevette with no air conditioning through places I wasn't supposed to drive, but it didn't matter because that's the way things were. This is the way it was. And you know what? It was my town. I worked at Jack in the Box. I made about, what, $4.10 an hour. I paid taxes. So maybe a whole buck of that $4 an hour went to taxes. Every hour I paid a dollar to that city, to the city. So, Vegas, I feel like I helped build it, okay? You know, I peed in a couple places that I probably shouldn't have peed, so I fertilized the ground. Now, I went to UNLV, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and I went there for my undergrad. It was great. Great campus. Bill Clinton came to speak, and we were like, oh, Bill Clinton, he's better looking than Bush. Yeah, and we didn't know he was into cigars. But anyway, it was a very, very interesting time, the 90s. Yeah, and that's when I was a college student. And again, Vegas was just on the verge of exploding in terms of growth. We had the Running Rebels. We were twice in the Final Four, one made champion national championships in our basketball. And it was the era of the Tark and the Shark, Tarkanian. It was a great time. Steve Wynn starts opening up the Mirage. The Mirage was a phenomenal hotel. In the Mirage, you couldn't go in there unless you were under 21. You weren't really supposed to go into any casino if you were under 21, but we snuck in. And I snuck to the back, and I carved my name in the concrete. And I hope there's a statute of limitations, because otherwise I could get in trouble for that. And I don't know if they poured over it or whatever, but somewhere me and my boyfriend's name is somewhere on the concrete, right, as the Mirage was building. And it was, it was a good time. So I'm now an alumnus. Alumnus or alumna? Okay, alumni is plural. What's a female alumna? Okay, all right, alumna, Let's just call her that, all right, at UNLV. And every now and then I have to teach there, or I have to talk to the students, or I have to give a talk, and I go on campus. And I'm not, you know, Queen Dahlia anymore. Not that I was ever queen. I mean, people, you know, in my grade thought I was a jerk, you know, or a dork back then. But it drives me crazy that there's all these other people there that kind of look at me like, oh, excuse me, ma'am, you know, I walk down the mall. There's this, you know, mall area, a lot of grass, a lot of sidewalks. You know, 20-some years ago, I would get checked out. Now, I don't. You know, people get out of the way thinking, like, you know, I have a handicap sticker on my butt, and I don't. And it just bothers me. So there's an alumni event, and I'm going to go back to UNLV, and usually I cannot wait to set foot on that campus. Because I guess it's my old stomping ground, you know. This is UNLV. I'm still a rebel. I'm still, you know, I still feel like a student. I still feel like the way I was in my 20s. But no. You know, when I walk onto that campus, those students are looking at me like I am a middle-aged woman that should be a grandma, but I'm not a grandma because I had my kids after medical school. And that just bothers me. And I know I should be, you know, with my years of education and my psychological background, I should be okay with aging and okay with people looking at me as an older woman. And I'm not. I can't stand it. I want people to look at me the way I feel. And I don't necessarily feel like I'm in my 20s. Actually, I feel like I'm 60. My knees, my hips, my back, the hemorrhoids. Okay, maybe I should word it differently. I want people to look at me the way I want them to look at me. And I want them to look at me as young and cool and hip and tubular. Maybe that's why they don't, because I'm using too many words from the 80s and 90s. I say to my class all the time, I'm like, all right, guys, we've got to bust a move. I'm like, bust a move? Who says that? And I go, I do, because it's cool. So anyway, for those of you that have high school reunions or college reunions or work reunions and you hesitate going and everybody calls you a weenie and they tell you that something's wrong with you, let me tell you, no. You are 1,050% correct. Going to a reunion, walking back as an alumnus, going back to a place where you feel like you ruled the roost and nobody knows really that you exist and you feel and are looked upon as old is not fun. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to step on it, right? And I'm going to bounce from the parking lot and literally bounce, you guys see my butt, bounce into the Alumni Center before I run into any young folk that look at me like I'm old and give me a complex, because there's going to be other alumni there that are going to be, you know, a little bit more my age. But I thought I had all the answers and I thought I was really okay with this aging thing. Well, I was okay because, you know, I was at a point where I'm like, okay, you know what, I'm still looked upon as young. You know, people are still flirting with me, but it's changing. And I don't know. I feel it, guys. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back in Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so the Senate is the Senate's voting on health care. We aren't expecting a lot to come out of this, but I guess the Senate is holding a procedural vote called a motion to proceed on health care. Why didn't they do this a while back? And I guess if successful, according to the New York Times, that vote would allow debate to begin on repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. Now, if you are confused, I don't blame you because I'm confused. Haven't they been debating this whole time? And they couldn't come up with something to bring to the Senate floor to vote. Well, I guess if you can't agree, but you agree to disagree, and you agree that you want to work through the disagreement to eventually agree. You could agree to bring something to the Senate to allow them to agree upon the disagree that needs to be agreed upon during a upcoming disagreement. Okay, you guys don't get that? All right, that is what is happening in the Senate today. All right? I'm like really kind of confused. I don't know what time it's supposed to happen. You know, if it does, it'll be breaking news. I'll stop whatever segment I'm in to give you guys the breaking news. All right. Many of you guys do not like an interruption of my segments for the breaking news because my segments are just so good and so juicy. There's just so much you're learning. But guys, when breaking news calls, we need to. And this disagreement to agree procedural vote agreement to disagree is a very, very important vote that we need to keep you guys abreast of. All right. Then, you know, there's been some discussion on, you know, if Obamacare is dying, then should we just start building from scratch? Should we maybe introduce a bill that is posthumous Obamacare? So maybe what the GOP could do is if they can repeal and replace now, because Obamacare is in play, it's been suggested that they suggest a bill once Obamacare dies on its own. That may be a little political tap dance on the GOP's part. Again, the problem is with that, and I don't think that's what they're going to do today, but it has been kind of brought up, going, okay, well, if we can't do anything now, and we don't want to do nothing, what if we suggest that in the year 2020, when we expect Obamacare to fall apart, we have this in place? It's something they could do. If it's something they could agree upon, at least it's something. But keep in mind, Obamacare, I don't think is going to die that easily. Do you guys remember that movie, Me, Myself, Irene, with John Kerry? Where apparently there was a cow lying in the middle of the road, and they wanted to put the cow out of its misery because the cow was dying. So they shoot the cow. Well, the cow's still alive. So they shoot the cow again. They keep shooting the cow, and the cow is still alive, right? You know, it gets quiet, and it goes, rah, rah. So then they start kicking the cow because, you know, they're trying to put the cow out of his misery. And then they finally try to asphyxiate the cow. It sounds like the cow dies, but then the cow ends up, staying alive. And that's what I look at as Obamacare. All right, there are going to be sputters of this. And we have too many people in the country who like the sputters. Those that are benefiting from Obamacare aren't saying that it's dead. And so their votes, which could become very, very crucial in the next election, next midterm election, will keep Obamacare afloat by voting in congressmen and senators to keep infusing money into a sputtering, dying cow, of which Obamacare is. Now, we're being told, and, here's the thing, guys, I said this years ago. For those of us that are not fans of Obamacare, sitting here hoping it will fail, secretly or outwardly, is not the best strategy either. Because a failing Obamacare means single payer is coming into play. And I think Chuck Schumer has talked about single payer. People cannot wait to put in a Medicaid or Medicare or VA or socialized system into our healthcare system. They have been dying to do that all along. In fact, Obamacare, if we really want to dissect it, was supposed to be temporary. It was never designed with a sunset clause and logistically and legally, it wasn't promoted as that. But remember when Congress wanted a public option and Obama wanted a public option and everybody said, no, we're not going socialized. So they threw this half-assed piece of crap bill together saying, all right, here's your health care. And fine, you want private industry and, you know, insurance companies involved, you have it. And here we are years later wanting insurance out of the equation. We want Obamacare to fail. We want Obamacare to go away. Obamacare going away is exactly what the architects originally wanted, so socialism can come into play and a nice public option. So we're just following in the trap. If you read a history book, you know, we're just, you know, lambs led to slaughter on this one. And so, you know, when you secretly wish Obamacare fails, that doesn't help. If you secretly wish Obamacare continues to survive, that doesn't help either. And that's what's so frustrating about the position a lot of us are in, no matter how we politically lean, right? You know, we're stuck with a healthcare system that's very screwy. You know, I was asked, and we talked about this, Michael Harrison asked on WMAL, you know, how are the students, you know, people entering the medical field, you know, what are they, how are they foreseeing our healthcare future? And I think a lot of them are confused, just like you and I are. They don't know. They don't know what our healthcare future is. You know, they're getting a lot of their information from the news, okay, because they don't have the experience of previous medical systems. They don't, you know, they aren't, you know, seeing the patients, and they aren't, you know, seeing the pre-Obamacare, you know, healthcare era. So, they just want it fixed. They just want people getting healthcare, and they don't want people without healthcare. And so the new generation of doctors, God bless them, are very, very, altruistic, and they're very compassionate, but they don't really have a frame of reference like many of us physicians do. And let's say we just say, all right, to heck with it, fine, we just have a Medicaid system or a Medicare system, which is where we're going. We need to make sure that we have a system for those of us that don't want that to go to. So if somebody doesn't think they're getting the care they need or don't like the care they're getting, they have another option. Now, for Canadians, it's coming to America. All right? For Americans, we can't go back to Canada unless Canada's system is better. We'll see. So they say Centene, one of the largest health insurers offering coverage under the Affordable Care Act, said they reported higherly quarterly profits this week. The vote, by the way, is going to include Senator John McCain. Senator John McCain is flying out to be there. He's, from what I understand, there now. And I guess him being there is because the GOP really needs every single vote. Now, there's been a lot of concern about should John McCain be flying, especially with a brain tumor. At this point, I would not recommend it as a doctor. Oh, hell no. You know, God bless Senator John McCain for being there. And, I mean, what a hard worker. He's 80 years old. He's a melanoma survivor, right? He was a POW. He, you know, has been through everything he's been through. And here he is traveling across the country from his home state of Arizona to vote. Now, he could put himself at risk for a seizure. He could put himself at risk for swelling of the brain. We don't know if the bleeding, you know, if he's healed from the surgery in terms of that. So there's a lot of risks, you know, and with this primary glioblastoma multiforme, it's definitely not what I would suggest anybody travel with, especially days after having his operation. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please call in. I'd love to hear your opinions on where we should go with healthcare, what we should do. You know, good luck to the GOP, you know, good luck to America. You know, I hope we move forward. I think it's very, very frustrating. It's very, very scary. And, you know, for you and I that, you know, kind of like a more predictable future, we don't have that. When it comes to our health care, that's not something we want to leave, you know, be a crapshoot. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I guess this week is, isn't it like a delivery week, a national delivery week? Well, it's supposed to be, you know, they have these weeks that, you know, National Blood Donation Week, that to me is a really, really important week. But I guess it's like National Delivery Week. And McDonald's is going to be giving out onesies and slippers and all sorts of cool stuff for people that buy McDonald's Uber on Uber Eats. You guys have heard of Uber Eats? Yeah. So, apparently they have something called the McDelivery Collection. And customers who order from participating restaurants and select cities via Uber Eats, well, get to have some McClothes. Now, McDonald's calls the collection, the McDelivery collection, a selection of fun, fashion-forward items. Fashion-forward? Running around with McDonald's clothes, okay, gets you beat up under the bleachers. But anyway, McDonald's calls the McDelivery collection a selection of fun, fashion-forward items you can wear or use whenever or wherever you order McDelivery. Besides the onesie, there's also a pillowcase set, a blanket, a sweatsuit, and a pair of sandals. Okay, now, hold on a McMinute here. Okay, this McPillowcase set, that's kind of a good idea. Okay, wait a second. One of my hobbies is marketing. As you guys know, I really love marketing and PR. And so I like to look and see what people are doing and how they're trying to redefine, you know, themselves in the market. And I got to admit, a McPillowcase set is kind of smart. And I tell you why. You know, when you're a company and you make pens, you know, how many of you guys work for a company that has their logo on a pen? So you give out the pen, and it has the logo, and you're like, man, look at this. Look at this marketing. This is such a smart move. Okay, I personally think pens, or McPens, if McDonald's ever did it, isn't really the best idea. Because people don't keep their pens. Pens expire. Pens get left somewhere. And you would think that's good marketing, but the average person needs reading glasses now. And so if we don't see the logo, or we don't decide to read what the pen is, pens have so much marketing on them that we don't look at it. Yet having something in the house that you have to see every night and every morning, that sticks. All right? People don't throw pillowcases away. I have pillowcases from the 1990s. And they're raggy and whatever, but they're soft. And so I still use them. And a pillowcase stands out. You know, one thing that I told a doctor's office years ago is if they wanted to do something, not only for the community, but to market, make a bunch of first aid kits. Make a bunch of first aid kits and put your logo on the first aid kit. One is that helps families immensely because everybody needs Band-Aids and, you know, Neosporin and, you know, little butterfly Band-Aids and cotton balls and alcohol swabs, you know. But the other thing is, you know, people's first aid kits, they sit around the house forever. And so whenever you guys kind of look at marketing, think outside the box. And so maybe McDonald's has something. You got a McPillowcase set, a McBlanket, a McSweatsuit, and a McPair of McSandals. Okay? That may be McCool. They say the fast food giant won't announce restaurants the city's offering the free swag until Tuesday. But because Cleveland was one of the early adopters of the McDelivery service, it's a good bet the city will be part of what it's calling Global McDelivery Day. Oh, that's what it is. I knew there was some national some campaign. It's Global McDelivery Day. I think it's later this week. They say McDonald's delivery was launched here early last month and has grown from the initial 40 stores to 62 across northeastern Ohio, and this is being reported by Cleveland.com. McDonald's said they have delivered 111,950 chicken McNuggets during the first three McWeeks of McJuly. The top McThree items delivered are the McFlurry. I love the Irish part of this. We forget that McDonald's is Irish. McFlurry. Some McAle. I'd like ale and stuff. Anyway, hash browns and Mickey D's famous French fries. By the way, can I just say, I thought Mickey D's was a very, not a very successful campaign. What was it? Was it in the 90s or the 2000s? They tried to make it look cool, going, man, let's go to Mickey D's. That really wasn't cool. Okay, first, Mickey sounds like Mickey Mouse. And you really don't want to copy Disney. Okay, let Disney do its thing. Okay? Number two is, Mickey just really isn't the coolest name to begin with. Okay? Mickey D. Alright, that kind of talk worked in the 90s. You know, I had a friend, his name was Dino. And his last name, I don't want to say just in case I embarrass him on air, but his initial was G. And so he went by Dino G. That's how in the 90s we don't talk like that anymore. So they're like, eh, I'm making these. No, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Just go McDonald's. I mean, if you have to worry about your name and try to rebrand your name to call it something else, you know? Well, but, okay, look at Kentucky Fried Chicken. All right, Kentucky Fried Chicken, they changed it to KFC. Let's go to KFC. That was brilliant. Okay, just throw a bunch of, you know, throw a bunch of initials. So maybe rather than calling it Mickey D's, they should go McD. Let's go to McD. Maybe that's better than Mickey D's. I don't know. Yeah, I remember KFC. I told you guys this years ago. KFC had a commercial where they changed their tune using an Aretha Franklin favorite, The Respect. And I was too young to have known the song Respect. So I'm watching this commercial, and it was R-O-A-S-T-E-D. I know what it means to me. New from KFC. Ooh, Kentucky Fried Chicken. So anyway, so I would be singing that song, and my mom's like, R-O-A-S, it's R-E-S-P-E-C-D. I go, no, it's not. Look at the commercial. Okay, and my mom is very frustrated because she loves Aretha Franklin. She loved music of the 60s. She's like, what are you talking about? She's getting mad, you know, probably getting the belt already. I'm like, no, it's R-O-A-S-T-E-D. And, you know, she saw the KFC commercial. She's like, oh, my gosh. So a lot of the people did not like that commercial. But for me, yeah, that was when KFC went roasted. And that was when they started to put in, you know, the initials. So I thought that was very cool. All right, so for those of you that like, now, Uber Eats. Okay, Uber Eats. Can I just say something from a marketing perspective on that one? I love saying Uber Eats. It just is such an easy word to say. For those of us that have speech impediments like I do, where I have a lisp, I have a stutter. Well, you can do Uber Eats. Uber Eats. I guess I could do that if I speak really fast. But Uber Eats is such an easy word to say. And who knew that Uber was going to start delivering food? Now, the problem that Uber has is, do we really trust the drivers to not spit in the food, to not eat some of our French fries? I have never ordered an Uber Eats. Apparently, Uber Eats charges $4.99 booking fee for every order. And McDonald's says they have delivered orders as small as a $1.50 cup of coffee to customers. But people will pay the extra $5 for Uber Eats. Now, a coffee delivery service would be brilliant. And so people are into that now. Anything delivery. If you could have your clothes delivered to you, if you could have your makeup delivered to you, if you could have a manicurist come, what about detailing for cars? You know, a huge industry now that is booming is companies that will come to your work to detail your car. Because, you know, you don't, you think about it when you go home. Usually by the time you go home, it's late in the day. People are done with working hours. So there are people that will come to your work, detail your car. This delivery idea. So for those of you looking for a job or a new marketing idea, come up with something delivery. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
See? speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, the heartbreaking case of Charlie Gard is not over yet. It's apparently reached a new level of drama as the parents of the terminally ill baby, little Charlie Gard, wants to take their baby home to die. And the hospital is saying no. Now, this has been a very, very long process. For months, this boy had a mitochondrial disorder that caused progressive brain damage and weakness. And there was a possibility of an experimental therapy. And an American doctor went out to examine the baby. And by the time he reached the baby, he said, it's really irreversible. There's not much we can do. The hospital is furious at this American doctor, saying, why did you give the parents false hope? There's been discussion that if the parents could have brought the baby to America months ago, the baby could still be alive. Now, mom and dad want to bring baby home. Hospital's getting death threats. This is just one big cluster, and you know, we see both sides of the story. I mean, this is just a situation that nobody would want to be in, and the biggest victims right here now is the family, the Guard family, that have a baby that they are going to have to say goodbye to, you know, and it's heartbreaking. But this was just a series of events that just kept getting worse. So the hospital that the baby's at told a court that the invasive ventilation the infant requires cannot be provided to him at his parents' home. So they proposed transferring Charlie to a hospice. Charlie right now is 11 months old. He has this extreme rare genetic condition causing this brain damage. He has been at Great Ormond Street Hospital. This case obviously triggered a huge debate on social media. President Trump and Pope Francis have kind of weighed in, showed their support. But, when you look back and you go, what could have been done differently? I'm not too sure. In terms of the problem at hand, taking a baby home to die, I've never heard of a hospital, though, allowing that. You know, if you have a loved one that's in a coma, that is on life support, I don't think a hospital has ever, you know, removed everything and put the patient in your car, right? You know, or transported the patient to a house. I really haven't heard of that. I mean, I suppose maybe in some cases it has, and I could totally understand why families would want their loved one to die at home. But usually what ends up happening is the patient gets, sent through to hospice. You know, or if the ventilator is going to be shut down, it is shut down, you know, with the patient's family right there. So, are the parents prolonging something that doesn't have to be prolonged, or are they right to want to bring the baby home? I mean, look at this. This has been a media circus. Maybe they want privacy. And in their own home, they could say goodbye to their baby without being in a hospital room that could be bugged, you know, with reporters outside. You know, when you say goodbye to your child, you're not going to want to sit there and talk to reporters. You're going to want to, you know, be alone. And so, I don't know what to say. I don't know. I mean, I really, really feel bad for the family. I do. I'm not surprised at the hospital's decision to not let the baby go home. You know, why is that? You know, is the baby going to get an infection? Well, at this point, you know, sad to say, that's not what anybody's concerned about because the child is terminal and being kept alive, you know, on life support. Are they worried that the child could bring a pathogen to the house? You know, that could be a concern. You know, I don't really know the origins of those protocols. Why you can't bring a dying patient back to your house. Now, people do die at home, and they die with a family vigil and, you know, people at bedside, etc. And that occurs because they're well enough to go home. So maybe they are a hospice patient, maybe they are a, terminally ill cancer patient, and they are in and out of the hospital, and the patient decides, you know what, I'm not going to go back to the hospital. You know, when I get sick, I'm just going to stay home. My wishes are to not go back to the hospital. I want to be home. And so, you know, many times there's a very cognizant, there's a competent decision being made. It's not being made by another family member. It's being made by the patient themselves, and they honor their wishes. But to take a person who is in a hospital bed, hooked up to ventilators, and to try to replicate that in a person's home, I've never heard that being done. And so now there's going to be a hearing on how to make practical arrangements for the end of Charlie's life. And I feel for the family. And what I think needs to be done at this point is to find out exactly what is it that the family wants. And if, you know, bringing everything back to the house is not an option, what is it about, you know, what exactly is it? Well, I want privacy. You know, I don't want this media circus. I don't want to be in a hospital room. You know, I want to be somewhere familiar. Well, then maybe we could break it down and we could make it. You know, maybe they could bring in the crib. Maybe they could bring in part of the baby's room to the hospital. You see, there's no way to make this situation better. These parents are distraught. It has been an exhausting 11 months for them. They are probably emotional wrecks, and I don't blame them. The hospital, they need to move onward. They do. They have other patients to take care of. They have a PR nightmare when, did they really, you know, fail protocol? The big thing that's never going to be answered, the big debate, is should they have immediately allowed a baby to transfer to another country for an experimental treatment that was very, very, new in its findings. They could have been damned if they did, damned if they didn't. And again, I'm not here to, you know, defend the hospital, Great Ormond Street Hospital or whatever, but I want to avoid something like this in the future. I want to avoid it for the parents. I want to avoid it for the baby. I want to avoid it for the hospital. I want to avoid it for the courts. And I don't know how this could have played out differently. You know, the child had a severe condition. It seems like everybody in London tried to do their best. There was talk in the news that London or this hospital did not want somebody else to intervene because it would, if they were successful, it would make them look bad. If that is the case, then they do deserve the PR nightmare they're in. But if that's not the case, and they have liability issues, and a court ruled not to move the baby, they have to go by what the court ruled. So it's a real shame. You know, our hearts and prayers are with the Guard family. It's a shame that this baby was born with a very bad hand of cards, and I hope that, you know, the baby's passing is a peaceful one. But I am not surprised that the parents can't take the baby home. It's a shame. By the way, there was a study that found that people with traumatic brain injury, now this would be people that, you know, like athletes or veterans, etc., you know, we have better means to see if they are conscious. Apparently using functional magnetic resonance imaging and electroencephalography, like EEG, may detect consciousness in ICU patients that have severe traumatic brain injury. The big problem we have as family members is we're being told, look, nothing can be done. We're going to have to pull the plug. And many of us family members are like, well, wait a second. What if he's still conscious? Well, we can't tell that, and it doesn't appear so. Now this may help us decide. 1-877-DOC-ELLIE.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.